Hello, hello, hello. So you guys, I have tried to record this video. This is probably 6 times. And the reason why it's taken me so long, I just want y'all to bear with me. But the reason why it's taken me so long is because I don't know if you've noticed, but about a month ago, I changed the name of this particular YouTube channel. And the reason for me changing the name of this YouTube channel is because I wanted to see how it would be to have some structured content. So I have another YouTube page, right? It's monetized. It is, what is it? Mo the Goddess TV. It's been monetized for about 1.5 years now. But the channel, quite honestly, has all kinds of stuff on it. Like whatever I'm feeling, I just put it on my channel. If I'm vlogging, I just put it on my channel. If I feel like cooking, I put it on my channel. If I feel like working, I put it on my channel. And I put my podcast on there. So I said, let me try to be as structured as possible on this particular channel and not stray. Not stray and just start throwing stuff up on the channel, right? So for one, if you are not new to me and you know who I am and you listened to me when I asked you to please come over here and subscribe to this channel, thank you guys. I appreciate you for rocking with me as long as you have. I appreciate you for appreciating the content. I appreciate you for being a part of my tribe. I really appreciate you, because if you actually listened to me and you came over here, then you are a part of my tribe. But I also realize that there are some new people that are going to see the channel and who might be visiting the channel for the first time. So let me start with introducing myself. I am Mo the Goddess. I am a fitness and nutrition lifestyle coach. I have been since 2012. How I got into the arena of fitness and nutrition is by going on my own little weight loss journey in 2012. So I got on the stage to compete in my first bodybuilding show in 2012. So people actually saw me shed my weight. They saw me really transform my body in a short period of time and then get on stage. So I influenced others to also want to do some healthy stuff with their body, and it changed the whole trajectory of my life. So the reason why I've had such difficulty in recording this particular video is because I'm so used to being just free-spirited on the other channel. I'm so used to just putting stuff out there, like whatever I'm feeling, I do, whatever I want to say, whatever I want to talk about. If I'm talking about healing my inner child, if I'm talking about some spirituality, if I want to cook, if I want to work out, I just put it up on the other channel. Quite honestly, it has not grown the way I would like it to grow. So I listened to you guys when you told me, Mo, we want to see more workout videos from you. And quite honestly, even on the other page, those videos do really well. And they ain't even like full workout videos. They are just me working out at some point or me taking a walk in the neighborhood. Those videos always do well. So I just want you guys to bear with me, because I am going to try to be as structured as possible. And then on my Mo the Goddess TV is gonna be more of my inner child healing, my therapy. I started the channel as therapy for myself. But this particular channel, I would like to be structured when it comes to fitness and nutrition. But here's the thing, there are so many other fitness and nutrition YouTube channels, right? When I start to look for channels that are specifically for women of color, they are few and far between, especially women of color over the age of 50. Few and far between. When I start to look for lifestyle channels that are women of color, over 50, few and far between. So I'm not just, let me just say this. I am not just a woman of color who is over 50. I am a woman of color over 50 and still feeling vibrant, still feeling sexy, still wanting to look good. So I said, how can I do on this channel what I need in my life, like what inspires me? And it quite, look, it inspires me to see women out there doing their thing. It inspires me to see women being sexy. It inspires me to see women eating well. And I'm just saying women from a woman's point of view. There are a lot of men. Thank you guys for being here. Y'all gonna get to see me pull it all together. But yeah, so there are men and women, but I'm speaking from a woman's point of view because I am a woman. I like to see women out there doing their thing, moving and shaking, traveling. You know what I'm saying? Feeling free, looking good, wearing what they want to wear, going to have dinner and seeing shows and, you know, doing a lot of things. And especially by themselves. So I said this. I want to kind of like build this channel and curate this channel around the type of lifestyle that I live and the type of lifestyle that I actually want. I want to grow with you and I want to help you. I want you to see me grow and I want to inspire you to grow with me. So not only is this going to be a fitness and nutrition lifestyle channel, but it is also going to be a channel where I help you not only build your body, but to build your confidence so you can start living the life that you want, whether you're 50 and above, whether you're younger, whatever. I just want to be able to inspire you to live a healthy lifestyle. And let's face it, when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you perform on a higher level. Okay, got that out of the way. Even though it took me forever, you guys, it took me so many times. I said, I want to be authentic. I want to be true. I want you guys to see me for me. I want, I pretty much just want you to feel me. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. So anyway, I'm excited because I changed the name of the channel. Chantel. This is my new channel, okay? Not only is it my new channel, but I'm just really excited about the direction of my own life. Now let's get into that. I want to speak to you who may not be feeling as good about your bodies as you used to. Maybe you've fallen off for whatever reason. I mean, we've been through a lot over the last few years, y'all. A lot. Granted, I spent a lot of my time outside of the country, which was absolutely amazing. I encourage you, if you are someone who is over this matrix, if you are someone who wants to find freedom in your life, if you are someone who wants to live more stress-free, if you've raised your children already, and you are looking for a way to do something amazing for yourself, if you still feel healthy, you still feel vibrant, let me tell you a little story. About 2 weeks ago, I went on Facebook and I said, you know what? My homegirl, I ain't seen my homegirl in a while. So I met this girl. I used to coach classes online and she was in a couple of my classes. And I also had enrolled in a couple classes online. And these classes are self-improvement classes, you know. And we met each other online. So last year, She's very supportive, really, really supportive. I love her, right? So last year, when I came back to the U.S. from being out of the country, she invited me to stay in her home because I was traveling to where she lives in Baltimore. So I stayed in her home and we actually met each other face to face for the first time. I call her my sister because she's so loving, so kind. You know, we called each other, but I hadn't seen her online. And I hadn't talked to her on the phone, you know, and I was like, let me reach out to her. Y'all, I went to her page and I saw an obituary of her. And I was devastated because she's 53 years old. Positive, young-spirited, vibrant, and she's not here anymore. Another friend of mine I talked to last week, her husband suddenly is suffering from some kind of major illness to where he can't even, like, suddenly, they were out of the country having a good time traveling. Suddenly, now he cannot walk. Y'all, life is short. If you are not living now, if you are not taking care of yourself now, what are we really waiting for? You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm 52. I will be 53. No. Will I be 53? Wait, hold on. How? Ooh, I will be 53. See? Time be flying. I will be 53 this year, you guys. And I still want to look and feel good. I don't want to be a grandma sitting back in the rocking chair, you know, not being active, not dating. I'm a single woman. I'm not married. I want to still date. I want to still travel. I want to still look good. I want to still feel sexy. I want to still do all the things that I'm able to do while I'm able to do them. And the only way that I'm able to do that is if I take care of myself. So that is the whole point of me really kind of curating this channel around that particular lifestyle. So if you are someone who needs that inspiration, you need motivation, you need to pick yourself up and get your stuff together while you can, then this is a channel for you, okay? This is going to be your channel. I want to share with you the things that I do. And my life is really basic. I don't have a rah-rah life. I don't have a whole big friend group. That's not me. I say that I'm an introvert. I used to say a lot, I'm an introvert. I like being by myself. And then I recently realized, no, you like your peace. And you're an extrovert with the people that bring you peace. If I can be myself around you, if I can have fun around you, if we can have good, you know, healthy exchanges in the conversation that we have, then that is what brings me peace. I just want that type of lifestyle. I don't want to live stressed. I don't want to live unhealthy where I'm taking a whole bunch of medications. I don't want to live unhappy. So on this channel, even though I don't have a rah-rah life, you know, I do basic things. I am always looking to improve myself in some way. That's what this channel is about. And if you are someone who is like that, hopefully I can inspire you. Because when I look at the girlies online, I'm looking at their channels, I'm watching what they're cooking. I see that, you know, a lot of what these young vloggers are doing, child, I've been doing that. I've been shopping at Trader Joe's. I just ain't had the camera in there. I've been shopping at Trader Joe's, getting all the good, healthy foods. I've been traveling, you know what I'm saying? But I just haven't been vlogging it the way people are actually doing that now. Because I got a laid back life, you know? But I want to start sharing that, because when I look on the channels or when I look on YouTube for those type of channels, yeah, I see the young women out there doing it. And I applaud y'all, because when I was young, I didn't have the wherewithal. I didn't have the mental fortitude, and I damn sure didn't have the confidence that a lot of these young women have today. So I figure, you know, if it's missing, why not bring it to the marketplace? Why not bring to you what is not out there? And what's not out there is Black, sexy, free, confident, travel, fitness, nutrition, lifestyle. So anyway, you guys, hopefully I kind of explained myself and I explained this channel and the direction of the channel. I'm going to be sharing with you just my everyday life, you guys. My everyday life is so basic. It really is. But I'm going to share even my basic life with you and hopefully inspire you. If you think that you're out here alone, if you think your life is too basic and you need to be doing something like extra and above what you're doing, it's somebody out here living just like you. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, I can inspire you. I can help you to want to look good and to feel good and to take your power back. And with that being said, so this is the other thing I want to share with you. I dropped the ball on myself when it comes to fitness and nutrition, you guys. I got on the scale. I'm 200 plus pounds, just so you know. I'm 5'9", and I am 200 plus pounds. And sometimes when I look at myself in the mirror, I see this whole other person. And I feel like sometimes that I kind of have lost myself. Like I lost my identity. My identity was that of a, you know, tight bodybuilding body. But that was then. So now that I am this 50 plus woman and I am this 200 plus pound woman, I still want to be healthy. I still want to look good. I still want to feel good. So how about this? How about I show you what I'm eating? How about I show you what I'm doing to tighten up this body? So we're going to be working on abs, which is my thing. I've always had this issue with my abdominals, you guys. Everything from the waist down. How about that? We're going to be doing a lot of work on that. And we're going to be doing a lot of healthy eating on this channel. And we are going to be doing a lot of workouts to lift our breast, to have those structured shoulders, those tight arms, and to really feel and look sexy. It's not about being skinny. It's just about looking healthy, looking sexy, and taking care of ourselves right now and not waiting, not getting to our sick bed and saying what we should have done. Oh, that would be the worst. I often say, because I'm a single woman and I don't have anybody to take care of me, I have to take care of myself. And if I'm waiting around and if I'm wallowing in my sorrows and saying, oh, woe is me, I should have did this, I remember when I looked like this, I remember when I did. If I'm doing all that, then I'm getting nothing done. So right now is the time. This is what I wanted to share with you on this channel. Hopefully you're still with me. If you are still with me, I want you to hit the like button right now. I want you to subscribe to this channel. I want you to look forward to all the healthy content that you're going to get on this channel. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to build our body. We're going to build our confidence. And we're going to be free, fit, and fabulous. Okay? But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit. Be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Okay, you guys, bye-bye.